I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
People also live for the drama, because if they didn't, then they'd be watching Downton Abbey.
Hello everybody and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week I am joined by none other than reality TV star, Towie Queen and Celebs Go Dating Babe, it's Chloe Bracken everybody!
Hello! What an intro! I love that!
Did you? Do you know what, babe? Like, I literally had so much I could have put in there. Considering you've had, like, such a short career, you've been fucking busy.
Oh, thank you! I feel like I should get that in every room I walk into. I'd love that, thank you. Just walking into Tesco as I walk in. I'd love
it. Like, a master of ceremonies every time you go everywhere.
Yeah, love it.
Oh, I feel like I'd do your self-esteem wonders, mate. Wonders. Oh,
it would.
How are you, lass? Just so everyone at home can have a bit of a grasp of how busy Chloe is at the moment and how much it means to us that she's made time for this. Oh, I've been trying to get this girl on the podcast for months.
I know, I felt so bad. I was like, and then I put it in my diary and was like, do not move. I was like, I cannot move this. I was like, she'll never talk to me again. I need to do this.
Stop it, bless you. No, honestly, I'm so grateful. Like, I know how busy everyone is, and like, all I keep watching you on Instagram going from like one thing to the next. And first of all, how are you? Are you knackered, mate? Or are you just like high off all these amazing opportunities?
I'm so tired, and the thing is, we literally just stopped filming last Friday for Celebs, so that's right, okay. We just stopped filming then, and we started filming in October, so it's been a really, really long, you know, filming schedule. It was meant to end in December, and because of COVID it got dragged on a bit longer. So I was like, this show is never going to end. I feel like I'm going to be filming interviews until December of next year. It was just never ending. But we're finally finished now. Towie's been pushed back, so I was meant to go back to Towie next month. That's been pushed back, so I've got 3 months off, and I'm so excited. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Just the dream, Chloe. Honestly, oh, no. I've literally just had a beg, steal and borrow 2 weeks off. Okay. And already, like, my agents are, like, crushing it small at either side. They're like, can you come back on the 27th? Just because... And I'm thinking, fuck it, I just need these 2 weeks. I totally envy that 3 months. What's your plans for it, mate? You're going to go on holidays?
Well, I've got a personal trainer. I just went, oh, can I meet you? I want to see what you're like. He went, okay, I just want to do a quick fitness test with you. Vicky's killed me off. Oh. He literally has made me die. I can't walk. I was in a shopping centre with my hairdresser, and he went to me, Chloe, you look like you've shit yourself. I went, oh no. I went, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, it was so bad. It's only a fitness test as well. He didn't even really do much with me. Just shows that I'm in such bad shape.
Look, don't be silly. We've all got to start somewhere. And you know, like, that's the worst it'll ever be. You're only going to improve now, lass.
Exactly.
So that's pretty exciting.
I said, no one's going to recognise me. They're going to be like, who is she? Because I'm going to be so in shape. They won't even know who it is. And then also, I want to go on holiday. I've not had a holiday since last year, about August time, July. So I think I need to go on holiday now. I'm tired.
Ooh, yeah, I can't honestly treat yourself, lass. I feel like anything that's good for the soul, do it when you can. So you're, like, I feel like you are, and I'm not trying to patronise you here, so young to have done all the things you have done. Like, I can't believe you were only 18 when you burst on our screens in Towie. Can I ask you a question? And I don't know if you've had, like, enough space, like, from that moment to kind of make sense of it all and digest it. Do you think that was too young, or were you ready?
Probably a bit too young. I do think so. Yeah. I think at the time I thought I was ready. At the time, like, it couldn't have come at a better time because I basically had quit my job when I was 17. I was doing, like, temping in offices for a few months. Uh-huh. And I got messaged 3 days after my 18th birthday. And I was like, how old are you? I was like, well, I'm 18. And I was so excited. Oh, my God. And I thought that the message was fake. And I was like, this seems a bit suspicious. And I was like, no, we're line pictures. We want to have a chat with you. And basically what had happened was, Vic, I always laugh. So I had no money at all. I had no money. I didn't have a job. And my mum had paid for me to go on go to Paris for my birthday. She'd literally worked so hard. It was my 18th birthday. She said, I want to send you away, Chloe. So I was temping. And I had, like, no money, bought all these clothes, kept the labels in, was wearing all these outfits in Paris, like, yeah, I'm living my best life, and then was taking them back after. So Dowie messaged me and was like, who is this girl? She's living her best life. I was like, oh, you have no idea. You have no clue.
This girl does not exist. No, let me introduce you to the real Chloe Boris.
She wasn't real. And then, yeah.
Oh, but babe, you're not the first person to fall into that trap, you know, of, like, sort of creating this image, unrealistic image for yourself on social media. It's very easily done.
So easily done. They must have thought, oh, my God, she's living her best life for an 18-year-old. And really, I was like...
But then, you know, I remember when you say all this, like, when we first got started on Geordie Shore, and I was probably a little bit older than you, like, 22. Mm. But we had to, like, I remember, like, beg, stealing and borrowing to get the clothes to go on Geordie Shore. Like, yeah. I remember my mum taking us out. I remember, like, all the lasses having a bit of a whip round for us so I could get some new extensions. Like, what I remember... honestly being so maxed out in my overdraft, you know, all these things just to create this image of myself when I went on the show. But I was a little bit older than you, obviously. Yeah. And I think back to Holly, who was 18 as well.
Yeah.
And I just remember thinking, like, I don't even know if at the time I had this proper thought process because I was probably so wrapped up in myself and how I was coming across.
Yeah.
But I remember thinking she seemed like, just a little bit young and a little bit vulnerable.
Yeah.
And probably, in my opinion, a bit too young to be put in that position. Mm. Like, obviously, you're such an iconic cast member now.
Thank you.
And you're welcome, people. It's true. I'm not saying anything I don't believe, but you have had quite a tempestuous time on there.
Yeah.
Like, do you think the fact that you were so young has probably meant that you were a bit vulnerable on the show, or are you still standing by everything?
No, definitely. I think the fact that when I started when I was 18, like, I try and remember that time and how it felt, and I remember, like, you know, pulling up and seeing all these cast members that I'd seen on telly, and they was driving these big amazing cars that in my eyes I thought, oh my God, I'm never going to be able to afford that, and I just wanted to be like them, you know. And I think, like, it's hard to admit that now because I don't talk to the majority of them now, but at the time I was, like, terrified to even look at them, and I was trying to pretend that, you know, I was, like, this big confident girl. And I remember in our casting interview saying, we're, like, the it people around Essex, and of course it wasn't because we never went out. We was 18, we just turned 18, you know, no one knew who we were. But I think at the time it was maybe easier for them to get me to talk about things that I probably wouldn't talk about now. Like, I remember in my first scene of Towie being like, I've had Botox, and talking about that. And Courtney Green, who's one of my best friends, actually said to me that she complained about that and was like, she's 18, you shouldn't get her to speak about stuff like that. And obviously at the time, now I would never. I'd just be like, you know, I've had what I've had done, and, you know, it's your choice. Mm-hmm. And you sort of skirt around it now. But I suppose when you're 18, you just do what you're told, you know.
And that is really, like, that is exactly the point, Chloe, you know? You do what you're told.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel, obviously, I'm hugely grateful to reality TV for everything it's given me.
Yeah.
Like, even outside of that, Chloe,
yeah,
like, I am a huge fan of reality TV, you know? I'm watching you on A Celebs Go Dating, like, I love Towie. I'm obsessed with Love Island. Like, people know I'm a fan. But when I see, like, these very young, impressionable girls like yourself and all the rest of it, I do feel really protective. And I think it's so nice you had someone like Courtney Green in your corner saying, like, let's be a bit protective, let's give this girl a break. Do you feel like now you've had to do an awful lot of growing up in a short space of time?
Extremely. And I think a lot of things that I thought would be easier are actually harder. I think when you go on a reality show, you think, oh my God, I'm going to have boys lining up that want to date me, and I'm going to, you know, have this amazing time. And at the end of the day, sometimes I'm quite envious of my friends that have got normal jobs, because obviously I'm always grateful, and it sounds like in a way that you're being ungrateful by saying that, and I'm not at all. I never ever take for granted the things I had, because when I started I had nothing. But it's more about the fact of like my friend telling me about a bicker that she had with her boyfriend. I'm like, oh, like, it would be lovely if that was, you know, similar to me. Like, me and Jack, the moment me and Jack broke up, it was in the papers, and the minute he moved on, it was in the papers as well. And, you know, I think it's just something that you learn to deal with, because obviously, as you know, the downsides often do, like, the good things often outweigh the bad. Of course they do, but it's still hard.
Yeah, and you know, alas, don't ever think that by expressing, you know, disappointment or anger or frustration at your life, you're ever being ungrateful. Yeah. Like, every job you've got, every walk of life, there is light and shade, there is ups and downs, whether you're a teacher, like, whether you're JLo, whether you're a nurse, whether you're a bin man, whatever you're doing, like, we have good days and bad days, and you're absolutely right. Like, God, sometimes, like, so people say to me, like, what's the worst thing about the job you do, right? And, like, I feel the same way as you, Chloe. Like, every day pinching myself, like, fucking hell. Like, I get to talk to these really sick people every day, and that's my job. Like, it's so amazing. But then, you know, I had to sacrifice certain things to get here. Mm. And for years, when I was doing Geordie Shore, or I was really trying to graft, like, I missed everybody's birthdays.
Yeah, I've literally not done anything. Yeah. I felt so lonely while filming celebs. I was just going to film in, coming home. I was too tired to go out. I was making plans to go out, and then the minute I got home, I'd want to go to sleep, because you don't want to go out and say, like, say it's a friend's birthday, you want to have a drink with them. But then also, you don't want to drink, you don't want to be hungover the next day. Like, it's a hard situation.
Of course, and it's about making certain sacrifices to get to where you want to go. And it doesn't matter what walk of life you're in. Loads of people, high performers, people who want to excel, people who are driven, they can all relate to that, mate. So never feel bad about having a little moan here and there. It's absolutely human, and it's so natural. Yeah. And I think it's really interesting what you said there about your relationship with Jack. Like, the one part of my life I feel like I essentially sacrificed really to get to where I am is my privacy.
Oh, 100%. And also, I feel like, I don't know if you agree, but maybe when you was like first starting off, did you feel like everything in your career was amazing, but your personal life was shit? Like, I feel like everything in my career I love. My personal life with my friends is amazing. My love life is in absolute tatters. I haven't got one. And that's because... and then I think, oh, that's all right, because I'll sacrifice it. I love my job. And then sometimes you're sitting on your own on a Sunday night and you think, oh.
Sunday, like, my mum is now in her 60s and she's just recently lost her partner, and it's absolutely heartbreaking for her. But Sunday nights are the nights she says it gets to her like as well. So I think that must be the cuddle night or something.
We all just want to feel
it's a bit of intimacy, it's feeling loved, isn't it? Like, and I completely understand.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, mate, right, again, I do this. I've had some brilliant people on this podcast, like yourself, Amber Gill, like, you know, and I catch myself sounding like their fucking mothers, and I don't mean to.
No, I like it. I love advice. Like I take advice off everyone.
Good. Okay, as long as I'm not like, in my day.
No, I love it.
Because I would hate to be doing that. Right, when I was in my 20s, like, I just could not figure my life out. Like, I was so, like, was really driven, you know, to almost my detriment, like, trying to do every job that came my way and do every, in my day, it was PAs, cool. Yeah. Like, think yourself lucky, you're not fucking getting dragged around to, like, all these, like, really weird towns to do, like, club appearances. Yeah. That was my day. And, like, travelling through the night to get back. So, yeah, so it was club PAs, and it was, like, we didn't really, Instagram wasn't a huge thing, so it was, like, magazine shoots and still they were still big, and I was all over the place trying to do everything, but I just could not get a nice man in my life. And everybody has seen my, like, relationship ups and downs and all my wrong decisions and all the bad boys I chose to kiss. And, like, I used to beat myself up, like, say, like, you know how you're saying a bit, like, why can't I just have a normal life and a normal boy and all the rest of it? But actually, like, and this would be my advice, I wasn't ready to have someone nice in my life.
Yeah.
Like, I completely accepted the love I thought I deserved. Like, I went out with these bad boys because I didn't really love myself enough. And I'm not for one single second insinuating that I think you need to work on yourself.
No, but I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, entertain the idea, lass, that, like, when you're ready to meet your Erkan or your whoever, your amazing fella, like, it's going to be when you're really happy with you.
Yeah.
Do you think that could be a thing?
No, I 100% think it could be a thing. I 100% think it could be. Like, I think, as well, I've dated boys that are nice, and then I've, like, made an issue of it. Like, there's some sort of problem.
Oh, God, he's too nice.
Like, you know, I was dating this lovely boy. It was lovely. And then Jack was like, I want to see you. And I was like, all right then. You know, and you think, why have I done that? Because a month later, I'm thinking, I know where I'd rather be right now. And it's not with Jack.
Yeah.
But no. I suppose it's like, as well, I don't know if you sort of get sort of addicted to the drama of things. You know, there's no drama. There's no upheaval. And you're like, this is all going a bit too steady. And it's like, oh, maybe I should go out with someone who's a bit more crazy. And then they're too crazy. And it's like, this is not working.
Loads of people, man. Loads of lasses listening to this are going to be able to relate to that. And honestly, mate, I did it all through my 20s.
Yeah.
I thought love had to hurt.
Oh, my God,
I thought I wasn't really into a fella if I wasn't crying all the time, if I wasn't texting him, asking him where he was, if I wasn't tearing my hair out stressed, I thought I wasn't into him. You know, Erkan now, he went to Ibiza last year with the lads, and I joked on and I made him a shirt with my face all over it and told him he was going to take it. Obviously, it did not make the journey.
he didn't wear it on the fly.
No, I really so thought he's going to be walking around Ocean Beach in this, but the fucking cheeky bastard left it at home. I found it when he went away. But no, mate, like, I didn't for one single second question where he was or what he was doing.
Yeah.
And I got a call every morning and a couple of texts through the day.
Yeah.
And I was so secure in the knowledge that that man loved me.
Yeah.
And also secure in the knowledge of, like, everything I've been through. Like, if anything did happen, like, I will survive.
Yeah.
Like, as horrible as it is for us to say this to you, Chloe, like, I actually just think you have to grow through what you're going through now.
No.
And eventually you will find, like, a super sick fella who's absolutely deserving of you and loves all these, like, exciting things that are happening and is supportive and all that.
Yeah.
But until then, like, I really am just sorry, but I feel like if you're going to be anything like me, you're going to have to kiss a few frogs, mate.
Do you think when you first started in the industry, you was like, I should date someone also in the industry, and then realise maybe you shouldn't? What do you think that was, like, a realisation that you had?
I flip-flopped between the two, Chloe, like, honestly, like, and you will as well, like, and it's just about growing up and, like, working out what works for you. So, like, sometimes I was thinking to myself, like, oh, no, I talk about my job all day, I talk about myself all day, I talk about other reality TV shows, I talk about, like, everything. I just want to come home and talk to a nice fella and go for a nice dinner. I want to talk to him about his day. You know, I want normality. I craved it. I craved structure and all that. So, you know, I was going out with, like, say a fella who had his own business, or a fella who, like, was a joiner. Like, I'd go out with blokes like that. And actually, what I found for the most part, and this is no reflection on men in general, this was just these as individuals, but I found they didn't understand my job and they didn't understand me, my ambition. And
that's what I feel like sometimes as well. Well, like, you know when you moan and you say you're tired and they're like, oh, well, I've been standing on a building site all day, and it's like, okay then, I'm not tired then.
I'm really sorry then, I must be wrong, I'm not tired. Because you are the only person who can be tired. Yeah, no, I get it, mate. And like, what it is, it's just they didn't understand that one individual. So then, of course, I thought to myself, no, well, what must work is finding someone who's in your industry so you can share these experiences with them. But actually, when I went out with boys in my industry, and again, this is a blanket statement and it's not, it's a sweeping generalisation and it's not fair. I'm sure there's great people within my industry to go out with as well. But actually, like, I found that we quite quickly started competing with each other.
My god, that is a thing. It's a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you got that job. I got that job. Like, and it's like, oh god, why are we in competition?
Why are we doing this? You know, and like, it was so hard. Like, it wasn't just like, good for you, you deserve that, you've earned that, babe. It was like, I should be getting jobs like that. And I was like, fuck, this is so toxic. And yeah, that didn't work either. So it's, and now, of course, I'm with Erkan, who has experience within my industry, so can relate to a certain extent and know the pressures and all the rest of it, but also, like, is just really content pursuing what he's pursuing. Aww. And yeah, I don't think it matters, Claude. Answer your question, you know, in a really roundabout way, whether they're in or they're not. What matters is that fella who's with you is content in what he's doing, is securing himself to be happy and have confidence in what he's doing, but be fucking really pleased for you as well, girl. That's what you need. That's what you need.
I need to find
someone. That's what you deserve.
I'll find someone one day, Dick.
Well, so I'm assuming, I feel like we've given everyone a great big spoiler here, but what, celebs go dating didn't go well?
Well, I was dating people. I made really nice connections with people. But, oh God, I feel like I'm giving it all away now. But I feel like I needed, as you said, to learn a lot about myself. On my first date, I don't know if you see, I was so off with my date. And I was, when I was told after by Anna that I was really off with him, it really upset me because I didn't realise how off I was. Like, obviously, there was longer conversations and obviously they cut it. But in turn, that was probably how I was the whole time. And realising how off I was with him and the fact that I wouldn't even look him in the eye. I wouldn't even talk to him much. I was, like, diverting, making comments, talking about random shit. Because I was quite unconfident in myself. And the thing is, I think a lot of people would think, unconfident, what are you talking about? Like, that's weird. Of course I'm confident around a group of 11 people that I film with and I've known for 3 years. Like, you know, I know what to say to these people to annoy them. Yeah. I know what to say to my friends that I like. I know how to do all of these things, but I'm sitting in front of a complete stranger in a room full of celebrities that I've all seen on telly. You know, people like Ulrika are sitting next to me, like Ulrika Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Like, we've got, you've grown up with people like Ulrika. It's really, and I'm like, it's nerve-wracking.
I said about SAS, I said, I saw you on SAS. And she was like, oh, okay.
She's so lovely,
she's
isn't
so
she?
She's so lovely. She's so nice. And we honestly got really close during filming, and we still speak now. But at the time, of course, it's daunting. You're sitting opposite people you don't know. You know, Nikita, she's such a big personality. Yeah. She's so loud. And obviously, I'm sort of used to being, in a way, the loud one. I know I'm not as loud as her, but I would sort of be like the bold one on TOWIE. And I'm trying to sort of not compete. I want to sort of just take my time and sit back. And it was hard. So I think when I spoke to the agents and they explained why I was behaving that way, it was really eye-opening to see that actually I was just so unconfident in being myself.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you agree. Like, I was saying, like, they kept saying about Chloe B and Chloe. So Chloe B being the person I'm on telly. And then I read on Twitter people slating me saying, oh, my God, has this girl got an alter ego? And I was like, no, I've not got an alter ego. Like, what I was trying to do was differentiate from the person I am on camera to the person I am at home. And I don't know if you felt the same when you was on Geordie, that you was, like, two different people.
Oh, right. There's so much to unpack there, mate. Like, for starters, right, trying to date and forge, like, sort of connections in front of, like, what, 15 people, a minimum, you know? And then, as like you say as well, all these very familiar faces. Like, it's not a natural situation to be in. So expecting you to just go in and be a very authentic and, like, natural version of yourself, it's quite a big ask. It's
such a big ask,
It's a huge big ask. And, like, especially I mean, Ulrika Wash has been doing it 30 years. Like, it's going to come to her slightly more naturally than it is to you. Like, you've got to give yourself time to adjust to this new medium. So I think everyone just expecting you to go in and just be like, oh, tell me about your childhood. Like, that's...
Yeah,
it's,
I know.
It's very hard. It's a different dynamic for you to get your head around. So I've seen bits of it, mate, right? And I'm not... I actually thought you were hilarious, right? Like,
oh my God.
And if a fella had said to me as well, right? Stop being... So first of all, stop being so hard on yourself because I do think you're funny. So if a fella had gone to me like, I'm just looking for vibes. I would have said, you're a bit of a knob. You're a bit of a knob,
him,
mate.
I told him to fuck off.
Yeah. Like, I'm not even joking with you. I would have been like, fucking tell me something real, mate. If you want me to be real to you, tell me something real. So please, don't be so hard on yourself. Next thing, fucking Twitter is a very vicious place. A very vicious place. I've said for years, Twitter is a hateful space, and I tried to like... pull back from my using it because honestly I think it can be very toxic, so forget all that. I get it, Chloe, like,
yeah,
honestly, you're so young still and got so much still to like work out about this industry. Like, it's understandable that to a certain extent you're protecting yourself, and when you go into a situation where you don't feel comfortable and you become slightly defensive. I did it on Jodie Shore. Everyone thought Vicky Patterson was fucking, nothing could hurt her feelings. She was savage and strong and ballsy and opinionated, and she didn't take any shit. That was just a defence mechanism. It was a facade.
Oh my God, completely, yeah.
Inside, babe, I was terrified. I felt out of my depth. I knew the boys didn't really like me. I knew I didn't have great relationships with the girls. I felt alone. And the way I protected myself was by projecting this image of constant strength. You can't hurt me. I'm Vicky Patterson. And you know, inside, mate, I was a lost and scared and misguided little girl. And I see so much of myself in you, Chloe. And I just want you to know, like, everybody watching that, like, they know, anyone with a heart knows you're just trying to protect yourself.
Yeah, people message me and they're like, they say, like, I can see that. I think a journalist said to me the other day, like, she'd watched an argument with me and Frankie Simpson. She said, during the argument, my voice broke. And she was like, and it was really nice to see that your voice broke because she was a bit, like, upset by what was going on. And I just said, like, I didn't even notice that. It's mad that people pick up on these things. But I think it's, like, in a way, like, Towie obviously used to be full of drama. It did. It used to have so many big characters on. And I'm the first to admit that it's not as dramatic as it used to be. And I feel like, in a way, I have to keep up that. I'm like, okay, if no one else is going to deliver, then I will. Do you know what I mean? And I'll bring the drama. And it's like, I remember once my boyfriend, who wasn't on telly, had cheated on me, and I found out in the morning and had to go to filming in the evening and literally just had to sit there and pretend that everything was fine. And I remember being like, how am I doing this? Like, how am I sitting there? The room was spinning. I just found out that someone I'd been with for a year had cheated on me, and I was just trying to carry on. And I'm sure you've had experiences like that because it's what you do, it's your job, you know? But I think it is hard to put on a front constantly. I think with celebs, I said that to Paul and Anna, like, it's becoming harder for me on my day. It's like, I don't want to be nasty to these people. I don't want to be off to these people. They're just literally here to, you know, go on a date with me. So I did open up eventually, but it took a while.
That's all, like, and it's bound to take a while for you to thaw. Like, first date, in their very essence, like, I'm sure Anna, yeah, and I'm sure Anna and Paul, they're experts, they'd probably disagree, but it's like an interview, Chloe. Like, everybody's trying to, like, put forward this, like, best version of themselves, and it's as the relationship, like, progresses, you start to, like, relax and see better things and stuff. And unfortunately, in this really, like, fast-paced and condensed format of, like, celebs go dating reality TV, you're often not given that chance. So, nah, mate, I'd just, you know, mate, like, don't be afraid. Yeah, it's so hard. But don't be afraid to be you. Like, this first, like, who I'm talking to now, like, you're fucking so bright and articulate.
Oh, and
like, you don't stop smiling. Like, you're beautiful and kind. All these things are coming across. Like, if I went on a date with you, right, mate, like, I'd be like giving you solid tens. Like, don't be afraid to be this you, Chloe. Like, you don't always have, and like, I wish someone had told me this when I was in Jodie Shore, is like, don't be afraid to be that vulnerable and beautiful and open version of you, because it's actually so endearing. It's so
endearing.
Do you
think it took you long to shake off that persona for quite a long time?
Honestly, girl, like, so right, 34 I am now. And I was 21 or two when I got found for Geordie Shore, so going back a really long time. And for 5 years I was on the show, and I had like various ups and downs, you know, like bad relationships, like arguments, fallouts. Like I lost a lot of myself on there. And then I think I found my way back to me through the help of like some nice producers and also like just growing up, you know, and yeah, getting out of some quite toxic relationships. So it took me like, it was a real journey. And when I left, I was in a good place to want to be the version of me that I knew I could be. And I was really lucky that I got the opportunity to do things like The Jungle and Hunt and MasterChef and shows after that that allowed me to show people that that one particular version of Vicky Paterson that they'd seen actually probably was a very small screenshot into my life, but also it didn't have to define me.
And yeah, like, and that's what I try and say. Yeah. I try and say, of course, I'm not sitting there saying I'm not that person. That's not me. I'm not like that. I am. Like, I can be argumentative. I can be bitchy. But that's also just one aspect of me. Course. You don't see me when I'm at home. You know, you don't see that. And I think that's what I'm trying to get across.
And you are. And if not, you are. And you will. And it just takes time. And, like, I think there is so much more of Chloe Brock that we're going to see. And I really hope we see more of this, like, beautiful, bright girl on Towie. Because
you've
clearly got loads to give. I'm going to go. We'll have a little break now, lass. I'm always desperate for a wee. But I'll have you back in part two. We'll talk more about your love life, Tally, yes. And what's next for Chloe B.
Okay, perfect.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.